discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
We search mountaintops and valleys, deserts and oceans, hoping sunrises and long views through the canyons will help us discover who we are or who we still want to be. The language of our hearts reflects that of creation, because in both are fingerprints of God. Those are the poignant words of Roger W. Thompson, who set out on a series of journeys to find freedom from the mundane, to encounter God in nature, and to know himself more deeply as a father and a husband. The result is We Stood Upon Stars, Finding God in Lost Places, the brand new book of essays, spiritual reflections, and often hilarious stories stemming from his many years of expeditions through the American West. Today, we'll head on the road with this fascinating character and learn why he says there is as much beauty and wonder in the actual journey, the searching, as in the brilliance of the destination. Greetings to you today, Roger. Welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've been so excited to be a part of this.
Well, how could we resist a story about great adventures on a show called On the Road, right? I mean, it was a pretty great fit.
Yeah, it's kind of a match made in heaven, for sure.
It really is. Now, you really are a pretty fascinating guy. Not too many guests come with bios that speak of having produced surfing films, having built skate parks, outfitting adventure trips, and working in missions. So give us the overview, kind of, Roger, of who you are vocationally.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I almost sound tired, get tired just hearing you describe all that. But yeah, I started in the surf and skateboarding world. We started a skate park called Skate Street in Ventura, California, where I live, a little coastal town out here in California. And so out of the skate park, at the time, it was the largest indoor skate park in the world. And that led to making skate movies originally that we distributed, and then making surf movies. And helped launch an organization called Walking on Water that's made a dozen surf films. And most recently, we did one about a blind surfer from Brazil who learned how to surf and went and surfed some of the biggest waves in the world. That was fascinating. And currently, we have one called Surfers and Cowboys that's in theaters right now. And so I did that. And then from the success of those projects, I built an organization in Nashville called Rocket Town with a guy named Michael W. Smith, who was an outreach to kids. Youth in the city, and Michael had this great vision and needed someone to come execute that, so I did that. And kind of currently I'm building a kind of a mission tourism resort in Haiti where we're providing more equitable types of exchanges between Americans and Haitians and providing jobs for Haitians struggling to keep their families together. So it's the first of its kind there, and you know, there's been lots of other projects in between, but I guess in a nutshell, I'm kind of a guy who's a kind of a big idea guy, where I like to see big ideas come to life, and somehow God's given me the ability to help see that happen.
I love how humble you are in that response to this guy called Michael W. Smith, like we wouldn't know who that was. That was that was well done. Now, your relationship with your grandpa was pretty pivotal in setting you on this course of being an adventurer, which is really aside from everything that you've described. But you share about how he introduced you to beautiful places like Yellowstone National Park in your youth. Can you tell us a bit about him and how he really shaped the person that you've become?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My grandfather and I was, you know, I'd like to call him my best friend, but it was actually, I think, a lot more than that. He's a mentor and really shaped me probably more than anybody else. And kind of a little bit of the backdrop there is I lost my dad in early age, and my grandfather kind of helped step in to raise me. And he was a successful entrepreneur as well. But one of the things about him is he had this insatiable appetite to learn and to experience new things. And he just made it a point in his life to just travel the world. And he particularly loved the West. And as I got older, he really felt that was an important part of my kind of education, was seeing parts of the world. So from an early age, I was able to hop on the back of his motorcycle and some of his fast cars and just experience the West through his eyes. And I think that from, you know, kind of set me up I tell people I come by this wanderlust honestly, because he really kind of set that up in me to always wonder kind of what's around the bend or what's over that next ridge, and always be excited about this journey that kind of that God's put us on, and these beautiful things that we kind of arrive to.
It's the voice of Mr. Roger W. Thompson, author of We Stood Upon Stars, Finding God in Lost Places. Speaking of faith, by the way, have you been a person of faith from your earliest days, or was that a journey that was more complex than that?
It's a little complex. I came to faith as a high schooler at 17 was up in the mountains. A camp called Hume Lake Christian Camps in California. And it's one of those places where, and I think this is true, and the book kind of reflects this, is I just tend to hear God better in these kind of wilder places. And it's probably not that he's not trying to get a hold of me in the suburbs and the cities. For whatever reason, maybe I just don't listen to him as well in those places. But when I got out in this camp, and for the first time I felt like I really experienced God in a real way, that's when my faith journey really began, and it was probably no coincidence that it was up along a creek and a high mountain creek surrounded by pine trees and a beautiful mountain vista.
Oh, that's great. You know, the setup for the book, I think, is relatable to so many of us who have at some point experienced this desire to, as you describe it well, find freedom from the mundane. And to set this up now, this isn't simply one epic journey that you took, right? This is a series of multiple epic journeys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's over 30 of them in the book, and the hard part was actually narrowing it down to which 30 stories to tell.
When we get right down to it, you describe this in a spiritual context. So what does your explanation, I know this is a big question, right? But what does your exploration of these wilder places really do for your soul?
Well, you know, I think there's something spiritual about the search in general, right? There's something that doesn't feel, we're out there seeking something because we feel like maybe there's something missing.
Yeah.
And that's a spiritual exploration, I believe. And so this draw, at least for me, and I believe for others, to the open road is spiritual by its nature, because we're out there hoping these vistas and these mountains and oceans and deserts are going to fulfill some longing in us. I kind of got this idea from C.S. Lewis originally, but he described that we're not quite made for this world, and so we're constantly, seeking something else.
Yes.
He obviously said way more eloquently than I did. I think that's part of this road trip thing, is that, we'll never fully be satisfied here, and so we're always kind of looking a little bit. And for me, that takes place in these mountain settings and these beautiful places, because I believe, these are little glimpses of heaven. Mm-hmm. It's an unfiltered look at creation from the from the Creator.
It's interesting because you talk about journeys that you've taken with your sons, with your wife, with your whole family, and also with friends, but you've taken many of these adventures with your sons, and you have a really fascinating lesson that you share about that. You say, quote, "I had convinced myself that my job was to protect my boys from danger, but that is not my job. My job is to curate their danger and help them grow from it." Where did that wisdom come from, sir?
We were in Paradise Valley, Montana, and we were going on this river rafting trip, and my instinct at first was to either not do it or do it in such a way that I overprotected the boys and there was no chance at all that they're going to fall out of the boat or experience any danger.
Sure.
That's my instinct as a father. What I came to was, I think that the experience of them, actually my son did fall out of the boat in a class 3 rapid, and he got himself back in and he went through the whole process. Well, he learned more from that and felt, he was walking 2 feet taller by the time we got to shore because he had experienced something. And I think that just built in for the rest of that trip. He had a sense of confidence about who he was that he would never would have got if I would have strapped him down to the boat and made sure there was no way he was going to fall out. He needed to fall out and get back in. And, I think that was my big lesson from that, as you described in that line, is sometimes it's more important to let those things happen than to overprotect them.
Hmm. Roger W. Thompson is joining us today on the road, and few of our episodes have been this aptly descriptive of the title of the program than this one here. As we talk about Roger's book, We Stood Upon Stars, Finding God in Lost Places. Now, you do have some remarkable lessons that you learn in We Stood Upon Stars. One of your conclusions is, quote, sometimes being lost in the desert is the closest we'll be to finding our way. And you echoed C.S. Lewis before, but that has echoes to me of his good friend, J.R. Tolkien. Take us inside that one, sir.
Oh, sure. You know, and I even go on to describe a little bit of, you know, the world is full of, about 10% of the world is filled with desert. And I kind of feel like maybe in our life that would be healthy if we had 10% of our life had a desert experience.
Huh.
But, you know, I've been lost in the desert, both, you know, figuratively and also specifically, right? And so I've been traveling dirt roads where I got lost and had no idea where I was. And there's a sense of urgency, particularly the desert over other landscapes, because there's no water. It's a harsh environment.
Yeah.
You know, you only have a certain amount of gas in your tank, and you could see yourself being stranded. Well, immediately what that does is you turn to truth. You turn to, okay, well, is God protecting me or is he not? Is, you know, what's the truth there? What other truth have I learned about, you know, surviving in a desert environment? You know, what are those lessons my grandfather told me? And all of a sudden, you rely on the higher truth to get yourself out of those situations. You don't really rely on yourself necessarily anymore.
Hmm.
And I think that that's the desert experience that I need in my life to continue to remind me that there is something bigger that I can lean into than what I can provide for myself. And I think we probably all, from time to time, need that, even though it's something that we probably is uncomfortable for most of us.
Which geographical desert were you lost in, by the way?
There's been too many to count. when that particular one, it was around the Joshua Tree area in Joshua Tree National Park in kind of southeastern California. Is where I was talking about that particular experience.
I can't resist asking you about this because I grew up just across the border from it. I was in eastern Montana. This is in western North Dakota. But you talk about watching wild horses with your family in Theodore Roosevelt National Park there in North Dakota. That was a part of the world whose desolation really shaped some famous names, including its namesake president. Why did you choose to include that story in the book?
Well, first of all, it's just, as you know, and unfortunately not many people do know this, it's just an outstanding landscape. It is so beautiful. Those are, you know, we're familiar with the Badlands National Park, but this is a different type of Badlands that are up there. And historically, you know, this is where, you know, Theodore Roosevelt went to go do his big game hunting. And our national park system, which many call America's greatest idea, really stemmed from Theodore Roosevelt's time up in that area. So if you even think kind of from a standpoint of how a land has shaped the fortunes of our country, you could say that those area, that national park area, actually shaped all of our national parks in the way that we view public land. So there's certainly that from a historical context. For me personally, there was just something so majestic about seeing these, what they call wild, you know, wild Mustangs up there in kind of their native landscape that just moved my soul. There's something very spiritual about those animals, the sense of purpose that they seem to have as they kind of run across the land, just their beauty and power. Those to me were all moving moments to watch that, and because it's so isolated, we really experienced it by ourselves with no one else out there. And so you almost feel like God just gives you this moment of heaven where you get to see this beauty unfold before you. And it, you know, I try to describe it in the book, but honestly, there's just no way to describe those things.
This is totally off topic, but you know, I can ask you because you're right here. So when you were there, did you by any chance have the steak at the Pitchfork Fondue in Medora, North Dakota?
You know what? We didn't. We hung out in Medora, though. We went and spent about half a day there. But no, I did not have that.
Okay.
I can't remember what we had there, but it was a cute little town.
Yeah, it is. That's the only thing I would say. You've done so many things that I've never done, but that's just one little nugget for you. The next time you're there, the pitchfork fondue.
Okay. I'm going to write that down.
Please do. Please do. We're here with Mr. Roger W. Thompson, author of We Stood Upon Stars, Finding God in Lost Places. Now, speaking of wild animals and getting to observe them in their natural state, I understand you also spent time herding the wild bison in Yellowstone. That doesn't sound particularly safe.
No, it probably isn't. Well, at first, I got to tell you, first half of my grandfather, going back to that story, when one of my memories as a kid was we came across these wild bison, and they roam, obviously, everywhere in Yellowstone, but in Hayden Valley is one of the bigger herds there. When I was a kid, I remember my grandfather in the car saying he was herding wild bison, and whether or not that was actually true, when I was there with my kids, I decided it would be fun to do that. And so we were in a spot where they were starting to cross the road, and they wouldn't go across since they were creating this traffic jam. And so we had a Suburban at the time, and even though we're like in the largest vehicle you could have, these bison are still about the size of my Suburban. I started moving the car forward and back and trying to herd these animals across the road. And I told my kids I was, you know, herding wild bison, and they thought it was great fun, but I'm not sure it was the smartest idea.
Now, as tremendous as the travelogue component is to this book, it's also a resource, isn't it? I mean, you have put 300 travel tips and 32 hand-sketched maps in here, right?
Oh, yeah. That was one of the most fun parts about that is, you know, every time you make a travel discovery, the first thing you want to do, well, there's two things. Some you want to keep completely secret, and so there's some of that, some things I didn't put in there. But some places, like, you know, the tip you just gave me, I mean, it's really a joy to share some of our experiences with others. And so in addition to the narrative, yeah, we did a map. My mom actually did the drawings, and we put together these maps so we could share what some of these experiences would be. So if you go to Phillipsburg, Montana, you'll know what exactly to do. You can get some tips just by looking at the map on how to have a really excellent time there. You know, I'll just send you to the best barbecue. Essentially, they wouldn't, you know, I know you grew up in Montana, so you might argue with this, but they have what is basically the best barbecue in Montana. They've got the ribbons to prove it. Well, yeah, not many people know about that, so I really enjoy sharing those discoveries with others. So those maps are really a lot of fun for people to be able to kind of see what to do in certain areas.
Well, when you pick up a copy, and you can probably already tell this just from the discussion, if you're getting the travel bug right now, just listening to Roger W. Thompson, author of We Stood Upon Stars, Finding God in Lost Places, maybe you're already thinking about, boy, I really want to do something like this, but you're wondering, okay, how in the world do I even start thinking about doing something like this? Do you have some maybe just absolutely vital top two or three pieces of trek planning advice for those who find themselves wanting to follow in your footsteps?
Yeah. There's, I actually, not to mention, I created a couple of guides. I actually built a summer adventure guide that's available right now on my website.
Yes.
That not only goes through kind of how I prepare for a trip with my, you know, kids, this one's specific to taking your kids out for an adventure and the importance of doing that. But I also give some of my favorite locations to take folks. So there's a resource right on my website people can go to and actually get a good camping and travel tips.
Oh, that's and I'll ask you again for it at the end of our chat here in just a few minutes, but please go ahead and share the URL right now too.
Oh, sure. It's rogerwthompson.com. And there's and it's in the bonuses section. If you see on my website, there's an area that says bonuses. But yeah, there's a camping. I've done both a camping guide and also a summer adventure guide that I think people will really enjoy, and it's a lot of useful information there.
Perfect. Now, I cannot even put myself anywhere near on the plane that you are as a traveler, as an adventurer, but I know that I do love to just kind of head out on the open road as well. And one of the things that I do that everybody thinks is really strange is I've actually done it a few times where I've just gotten in the car with a week off in the bank and have just gone wherever I wanted to go. Do you tend to be spontaneous in your travels, or do you kind of plan every single detail of these?
I tend to be a little more spontaneous than planned. Part of the reason is I travel in a VW van, and so there's never really a guarantee I'm going to make it anywhere. But we have a van, and my wife and I keep it what we call kind of travel ready. And so if we get kind of that weekend or sometime we can take off, it's just ready to go, and we'll just take off and do kind of what you did. I think it's a great way to experience the world, is to not have everything super planned out, because you might discover something that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Hmm. Roger W. Thompson here with us. The book is called We Stood Upon Stars, Finding God in Lost Places. And in just the last few minutes that we have left, the conversation has gone pretty briskly here, Roger. Our world is more urban and more civilized in certain ways than it ever has been before. Why do you think we continue to be so drawn to these wilder places, as you call them?
Yes, the world has continued to grow with these big cities and all that kind of stuff, but it feels to me that men are more lost than ever, because they've lacked some of the things that say my grandfather had back in the day and age, where things were a little bit more wide open, which was that back then I think men were more prone for adventure and getting out there, and you discover part of who you are as a man as a result of doing those things. And when everything's kind of curated for you, every latte is perfect, every meal is prepared, when all those things happen, I think that we lose a little bit of the sense of who we were kind of actually meant to be. And kind of along those lines, my feeling about creation is that God created these spaces to be an active part of an active participant to shaping our character, that mountains and oceans and deserts were made for a reason, because our souls long for those landscapes. And in those landscapes, God will speak truth into our life that we won't get anywhere else. And because, again, I stated earlier, it's an unfiltered part of creation where it's just you and God in those places. And so I think that that's part of our yearning to go do those, is because we were actually created with those desires in us.
Mm-hmm. And that harkens back to the C.S. Lewis quote as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We're in a land that we weren't created to be for eternity.
Yeah.
And so we're seeking those moments of eternity here because they speak truth about the one who created us.
Well, we have about 3 minutes left, and I do not want to say farewell without first finding out if people are listening to the chat with Roger W. Thompson, the author of We Stood Upon Stars, Finding God in Lost Places. Where can they go, Roger, to pick up a copy of the book and learn more about you?
Well, again, they could go certainly to my website, the rogerwthompson.com. Currently, it's in bookstores everywhere, so you should be able to go to your local bookstore and get it, and obviously it's on Amazon. The other thing I'd say is if you follow me either on Instagram or go to my website, my Instagram is Roger_W_Thompson. We're getting ready to go out on a 6-week book signing adventure throughout the West. And so if you're anywhere out in the West, there's a chance that we might be coming through your town. So if you follow us, you might see where we're coming. It'd be fun to connect with your listeners someplace on the road.
There you go. Branding expert extraordinaire right there. Well done, sir. In just the remaining time that we have, you have 31 essays in this book detailing your different adventures in the West. Is there a particular essay in the book or a particular destination or trek that is especially close to your heart?
Yeah, there's some stuff about Yosemite riding with my grandfather that are really close to me. Those are some of the most personal chapters, and when you read them, you'll find out why. And then I'll also say, for terms of a destination, one of my favorites is actually in Montana, and it's a town that not many people have heard about. It's called Phillipsburg, Montana. It's a little southeast of Missoula, Montana, and it's a tiny little town that just has, for whatever reason, is just really a special spot in my family's life. We've been going there over the last 5 summers, and we'll be up there again this summer, actually doing a book event there. And it's just one of those discoveries we made that we just love to share with others, because it's a lovely little town. It's got world-class fly fishing. It's got great ice cream parlors and a great barbecue place, and it just has some cool things that everyone I've sent there so far has been happy that they went. So that's one of our discoveries that's worth sharing.
Mr. Roger W. Thompson, the book, one more time, is called We Stood Upon Stars, Finding God in Lost Places. Sir, what a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you for taking the time and sharing your heart with us.
Oh, my goodness, this was so much fun, and I hope to see people out there.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.